Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it is the 5 days before Christmas show, Tuesday, December 20th, 2012.
Episode 8.43, the Week 16 preview show. Wow. You know what, Jeffrey? The Week 16 recap show is going to fall on Christmas. That probably is not going to get done.
Well, only because we don't want to do it and our families don't want us to do it. But besides that, it should get done.
So when will it get done? Should we just, since there is no Monday, we
no
just
Monday
do it Christmas
game.
Eve
We do it
early.
On Christmas Eve, yes.
Christmas Eve early, we knock it out.
Plus, I got to work Christmas Eve.
You do?
I'm here in the Rave Cave in the bitter cold doing Talk Sport Radio.
Yeah, the Rave Cave. Can we do something about getting the heater up?
I don't know
there?
If you know, it's cold outside, baby.
Yeah, it is. It's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, welcome to the show, people. Thank you for listening. And Jeffrey, I wanted to tell you this. In case the world ends tomorrow, I love you.
Thank you. You know, I thought we should do an entire program of just things you need to get off your chest before the world ends.
Because it's the end of the world as we know it. And yeah, I feel fine.
I feel cold. But
Do you want your last
moments on Earth to be cold? That seems really lame.
I'm kind of warm. I've been warm. And then after we finish the show, I'm going to go get in a warm bed with my wife.
Nice.
She stayed home
today. He's got
today.
A sick
She's
wife.
Working from home.
My sister's sick, so he's going to go try
yeah,
and get
just,
sick and
she,
cuddle with
man,
her.
Man, literally, I made dinner last night. She had dinner. It was great. And then all of a sudden, she was just like done. She was done. She's
channeling her inner Kara, who just busted her tail through finals and AP
I think that's what happened. They
stuff.
Just finished a big program.
Bang.
And she got into pajamas, fell into bed, and
she said 7 o'clock.
It was 8, and
she thought it was 7. She's delusional. Okay. I talked to her.
You know what? It was 7. No,
See?
She's right.
Okay.
It was 7.
So she is more sane than we
she
thought.
She is more sane than we thought. So it's 7, and so basically, I'm like, I got it. So
Baby,
I had to like band
cold.
Down the hatches and
yes.
get the girls to bed
yes,
and
get them
pajamas,
yes.
bed, all that stuff, and. And she really didn't move. I mean, I think I was watching TV in bed, but she mm-hmm. doesn't, that doesn't affect her.
Right.
She just sleeps. She finds that
helps. She has earplugs in.
Yes, it does help that. Plus, I got it down low. I was watching.
Just saying that us Ellis is,
yes,
of which she is one of us.
You
we
are light
very
sleepers.
Light sleepers.
Yes. I was watching Curse of the Black Pearl, the original Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm a big Johnny Depp fan. I'm just going to say it.
I like Johnny Depp quite a bit. I just never got into the Pirates series.
Really? I love it. I love it.
Now, when we were in the Caribbean and we were on the deck of the ship, you were there.
Yes,
and we were smoking cigars.
Yes.
And it's midnight and we're watching Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
That was cool.
But I saw the trailer, the full trailer, because there was a trailer for The Lone Ranger previously, but there's a new one that they just released.
I haven't seen it.
And I posted on Facebook, and I said, who's in? And I got a string of a lot of people who are in.
There'll be a midnight screening of that, whether the theaters know it or not.
Yeah.
Steven's going to show up there with a big bat and say, demanding. You're showing it!
I can't remember the last. I mean, I used to like Lone Ranger when I was a kid, but this, I'm excited.
I like the horses.
The white horse in this. Oh man, and Johnny Depp is of course playing Tonto, and that is going to be incredible in itself. So let's get this party started. We've got 16 games to pick, and Jeffrey, you ain't catching me.
I am so catching you.
Well, you know
you're
what?
Not even
it would
smart
help.
Enough to plug it in. How are you going to make any good picks when you can't even plug in a sound card?
You know what? That is
my picks are
there
perfect.
There was no testing. There was no. Here we go. How can we not test?
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
If you want water, I've got I got regular
That you drove here
room
from
room temperature water, and then I've got room
rave
temperature
cave
rave
cold.
Cave water.
Rave cave cold.
This is cold. Just touch it.
I can't, dude. My hands are under my armpits, and they ain't leaving there.
I left a water bottle on my desk in the rave cave, and it is
it's ice.
It's not ice, but it is really, really cold.
Just for some perspective for the Europeans out there, it's about 5-4 degrees Celsius.
5-4. What's 5-4 degrees?
5-4 would be
four
about
4-5. How about that?
4-5. 5. I was thinking maybe it could be 4. Okay. I try not to exaggerate things. That's yes. Unless I'm being silly. And
why can't we just say it's like
US
33 degrees?
It's probably 35, 36.
I think
in
it's
the rave cave. Otherwise, that would be frozen.
On my drive over here, it was 35.
Okay, no, that's outside, dude. It's colder in here than it is outside.
Well, we're in a cave.
Yes, I know, and caves are funny things. They tend to retain heat and cold. They do an amazing job of that, and we've got our little heater pumping as hard as it can. We got the hamsters running. I mean, I whipped the hamsters when I got here.
So our buddy Nacho, friend of the show, says the new Foot Locker commercial with Cam Newton and Steve Smith is priceless.
Yes.
I've not seen it.
Neither have I.
Right now, I'm just enjoying the little boy pretty much showing up Cam Newton.
Steve and I were at a bar, and I just simply said, I'm just warming up my arm. Guy next to me nearly spit takes his lunch because everyone loves that commercial.
I don't know that it's the kids. He's kind of got a little lisp.
Yeah.
It's not a full-on list.
Because he's a little kid.
Yeah,
he's got teeth missing and stuff.
Something that's there, and he's talking, and he's like, and become
he's
your mom's
so
favorite
cocky.
Player.
Yeah, so
I'll just loosen up my arm.
Just loosen up my arm. Bitch.
It's a great...
I mean, isn't that exactly what he's saying?
He's,
he doesn't use the word.
I add it at the end every time.
It's amazing. It's a great commercial. Cam Newton, good fun. And he's playing good football these days, which is good for him.
Too bad
he has made the adjustments.
They couldn't be playing that football earlier in the season for you.
I still wear his jersey with pride.
Yeah.
Know that. Not right now because it doesn't keep me warm enough.
I have sent the gal who's PR over there for the Panthers, who's a friend of ours, an email to let Cam know that the reason they struggled early on in the season is that they had the Jeff Ellis curse on them.
Thank you. I'm sure they're going to be more than happy to work with us at Bank of America Stadium.
There you go. So that's good stuff.
Anyways, so Stephen, there's things I got to say.
Okay. I've got things to say.
You're the only guy who's got things he wants to say before the world comes to an end?
No, okay. No. I mean, I've got other things to say, but not to you.
I said
to you what I needed to.
Okay, which I appreciate. And brother, I love you too.
All right, great.
Good more to today than I ever have since I've known you.
Oh, that's very nice.
And when I was 6, I tried on my mom's underwear. Okay? It's out there.
Oh my God, you're getting stuff on out
true
there.
True confessions. Woo! If my day on this earth is numbered.
Yeah.
If my day on earth is, I just want it all out there. I want to come clean on everything. And I liked it.
Let's see what else I can get Jeff to come clean with. What else? You liked it?
I liked
it. You liked putting on your mom's panties?
I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. Okay?
All right. That's good stuff.
Okay.
I can honestly say.
That's fine.
I've never put on women's underwear.
You're more man than me then.
No, I'm not saying it has nothing to do with it. I'm just saying I'm honestly saying I've never done that.
While we're on that same note, when you have parents that tend to not encourage exploration.
Yes.
The kids explore. Okay. I also know to this day where my mom hides her silver dollars. She has about 30 silver dollars.
Really?
Yeah. Pure silver. And
let's go melt those, man. Yeah, that's.
Well, when she passes, we'll divvy them up.
All right.
We'll divvy them up. But I could have hidden them from everybody because Mark doesn't know. Trisha doesn't know. But I know.
There you go.
I could have kept them all to myself, but that's not how I roll.
So well, there's 30 of us, just 10 apiece. Nice.
There you go. Amongst the siblings.
That's like 200 bucks.
I think that's all my secrets.
All right. I have some secrets that I have to unfortunately take with me.
To the other world.
I have to take them with me. They don't come out.
You know, once.
There's not many. There's 3.
And I know one of them. Dang. If the others are of this caliber.
You know one
Trisha,
of them.
Trisha.
Shut up.
Trisha. Wow, if if you're gonna have a last day, you might as well laugh a little. Yes. That's what I say.
So we're just skipping all news because we don't want to talk about Tebow being angry and I want to trade if I don't play the last two games. And now he's saying I really didn't say that.
Well, he didn't say
somebody
that.
Somebody said
he
it.
He didn't say it. It's the New York media, dude. All he's been busy doing is breaking up with his girlfriend, getting ready for his move to whatever city he's gonna be in.
He's got a girlfriend?
He had a girlfriend, and they have broken up.
Oh,
he broke up.
That's too bad.
He broke up.
Well, because she probably
she wanted to go to second base, and he wasn't quite ready.
Not ready for second base.
He was thinking that he might think about, you know, rounding first.
Yeah.
But not quite going to second.
Going to second?
No. Yeah. She wanted to go all the way to second. And, you know, I don't blame her. He's a good-looking guy. But yeah, she's some micro celebrity somewhere. I mean,
yeah,
more micro, more bigger than we are.
Yeah,
more macro than we are. How's that to our micro?
Whoever she is.
So yeah,
we know some cats who would be very interested rounding second. Chuck Pagano could return for the Colts' regular season finale.
We've been hoping for that all season,
and it's now looking like that is going to happen.
Chuck Strong.
Christian Ponder, and this is going to be very interesting. Christian Ponder coming out and saying, basically, the Vikings are focused on the playoffs and not Peterson.
Well, I hope he would say that. I just hope they're also realistic and knowing that they
could you not say that? Could you just not answer that question? If someone asked you that question, could you just move on to the next one?
Well, Steven, you're the quarterback of a team, and someone asks you, how much is the team focused on Adrian Peterson getting the record and beating Eric Davis? And I'm
Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson. Yes. Ooh, Steven, you just saved me a big one there.
That's all right.
Because I'm going to be at the studio early to make sure that I have time with ED tomorrow.
All right.
And if I said Eric Davis, that'd be really embarrassing.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't talk to you after
although
that.
Although I'd probably just say ED, which is what I usually call him.
Right.
But I actually, I'm going to spend some, my goal tomorrow before we do Sky TV is to actually spend a little bit of thoughtful time with Mr. Dickerson and just seeing, reminiscing about the 84 season, one of the last seasons they had here in LA.
Right.
And reminiscing about that season because I was at that game against the Oilers when he broke the record and they put it on the big board and stuff.
Yeah.
And just reminiscing about the 84 Rams. I thought it'd be fun.
All right, interesting. Well, AccuScore is projecting that Adrian Peterson will gain 268 yards over his final two games, leaving him 26 yards shy of the record.
If you think you're going to leave Adrian Peterson that close to a record,
hello.
Now,
AccuScore.
When Drew Brees finished 15 yards short of the passer record 3 years ago, that wasn't on him because he's the quarterback. He can't
and
catch
he actually,
the ball.
And he actually threw the
he
ball.
He delivered a
and
perfect
it
pass.
It should have been caught. Yes.
Right. But that's a quarterback. This is a running back, friends. It's in his destiny. If AD gets an opportunity to go and break that record, he will bring in his – he's going to channel a bulldozer, Steven.
Yeah.
He will move an army to get that 26 yards. So don't –
Here's what I see. Don't let computers get involved with this nonsense.
Here's the way I see it.
And I think I'm – this is the way I was.
Shame you won't have a chance.
The Minnesota Vikings play the Houston Texans this week.
Yeah.
I am going to tell you my pick right now. I'm taking the Houston Texans.
Hell yeah.
They're at home.
Hell yeah.
All right. But I still suspect Adrian Peterson runs for a whole lot.
Yes.
Now, that being the case, a loss by the Minnesota Vikings to Houston all but eliminates them from the playoffs. They don't get mathematically eliminated, but it's pretty much a done deal. If that is the case, the following week against Green Bay, oh, by the way, he's already rushed for over 200 yards against Green Bay.
Right.
You know what I'm doing every down? Give the ball to Adrian Peterson. Second down, Adrian Peterson. Third down, Adrian Peterson. Fourth and one, you know what I'm doing? Give the ball to Adrian Peterson.
Okay. I think Steven has a plan there. So I'm going to point to trying to look at things a little less emotionally than Mr. Miranda here, and say that the Houston Texans are fifth in the league against the run, averaging 98 yards per rusher, per rushing team.
Yes.
And
we got to throw that out the window because the Rams were ranked 12th, averaging just 113 yards per game.
And the 49ers are like first, and we've seen people beast running backs go over well over 100.
Yes.
So, Steven, I want to paint a picture here.
Paint the picture.
So I set up the easel is all I've done. Is yes. I just set up the easel.
Yes.
The Houston Texans.
Because I'm
going to
come and
overall.
Go. I'm going to go Picasso all over that easel.
Please don't. And yes. If you get a chance to see, really awkward, the George Lopez Show Christmas episode where his mom gets her grandson a really special gift and George ruins it because he knows his mom's such a pain in the butt and will only get him like some used T-shirts or something. Very sweet Christmas episode. Been enjoying the Christmas episodes of
Apparently,
shows sometimes later.
I'm up
well past midnight with my kids out of school and we have laughs.
Good.
But anyway, so they're fifth. Okay,
averaging 93. You know what? I may come break up the laughs tonight.
When Steven comes over, the laughs tend to go up by an exponent. They don't break up. They don't get smaller.
Didi will kick me out of the house.
She won't.
Will you go? I have to get some sleep. I'm working
tomorrow. She
will
go to sleep. That's what she'll do.
She'll just go to sleep.
Because she gets up at 5:45 and works out.
Yeah, she's working out.
She is committed.
She needs to teach me a lesson. Didi, I know you're not listening, but if you were to be listening to this show, will you join? Can I join you?
She I will would get love up to have at five. You.
What time does she get up again?
5:45.
I will do it. I did it for a while.
You can get there at 6.
I was
it's
doing
cool
it
if
for a
if
while.
You don't get there till
was,
6. She's probably in the bathroom for the first 15 minutes, putting our little sporty gear.
Yeah.
And then she goes up before anybody's even up, and she's out there in the living room. She moves the coffee table and everything, and she's doing
yoga. So she's
yoga
doing the yoga
and aerobics.
And the aerobics video. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and she's out there doing
it. I got to get back. I got to get back out to my leg is now well enough that I can get back out to it.
Okay, so on the canvas here, we've set up the easel. Now, on the canvas is 93.2 yards allowing to opposition teams.
Yes, per game. Okay.
So let's assume that Adrian Peterson gets 93.2 yards.
Okay.
Because he's average. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, wait. It's Adrian Peterson.
Let's just say 100. He can go 7 yards.
I'm painting a picture here, and you're coming in and backseat driving my picture painting, which is really quite interesting. You're going
to
go all Picasso
on it.
I wish you'd go Van Gogh and just cut off your freaking ear, okay? So that being said now.
Was it that Monet?
No, it wasn't. It was Van Gogh.
Okay.
Don't get me on my artist, dude. I've been to his house, okay? Now, when the last time the Texans faced a decent running back was Chris Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Go back a few weeks there, and week 13, they faced the Tennessee Titans, rolled them 24-0. Tennessee was playing from behind, obviously, virtually the entire game because Houston got up 14-0. Yes, like that. But Chris Johnson rushed for 51 yards on 13 carries.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that Adrian Peterson is a little better than Chris Johnson. Now, we're going to give Adrian Peterson the ball 30 times, not 13 times.
Yeah.
So that would give him 120 yards.
I see.
Okay?
I see what you're doing.
13 carries of 15. Thank you. I'm painting a picture. Thank you.
Yes.
And I appreciate you not kibitzing my picture, which is great. It's letting the picture set up very nicely. So Adrian Peterson is what percent?
All I've got is Van Gogh's bloody ear in my mind now. Thanks.
Good, 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 good.
I'm going to use his blood to
Adrian Peterson mess up your is how is. Much better than Chris Johnson?
I don't know. An exponent of 50?
No. Honestly, 0.5? 0.5 better?
Oh, point, no.
0.7? He's not. Is he two Chris Johnsons?
He is twice Chris Johnson.
Twice the Chris Johnson, which means he very likely gets 200 yards here against Houston. Okay?
Okay.
Using my logic that I've just painted a picture of.
I see that.
When they don't, I mean, they haven't even faced good running backs. That's part of the reason that their fifth ranking is so skewed. They faced New England, Indianapolis, Detroit.
No one who can run the ball.
Jacksonville, and we haven't had MJD on there in a long time.
Jacksonville is ranked 30th running.
Let's go back to the Bears when Matt Forte might have been there.
No, I don't think Forte was. Did Forte play in that game?
Matt Forte, I'm looking at that. I'm going to click on that game as soon as I find it. There it is. It was a 13-6 match, so there would have been reasons to give him the ball. Matt Forte, 16 carries, 39 yards.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, he is clearly three times Matt Forte.
Yeah.
There's no reason he doesn't get at least 175.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. This is against one of the best defenses against the run in the NFL.
I just think if they lose the game, which I believe they do, in that final game, there is no reason to not continue to feed him the ball.
That's exactly what's going to happen here. And we're going to see a new record, which is why I'm going to get to the studio early tomorrow to talk to Eric Dickerson and just share some thoughts. I might even ask him to sign something. Just, there you go. Just because, you know what, Eric, and this stays between us, 22,000 listeners, okay?
Yeah.
There's no way it's getting Eric Dickerson, so it don't matter.
It might. You never know.
Yeah, there's no.
Some of our listeners are pretty crafty.
Yeah, some of you guys, good word choice, yes. And pun, which you did not intend. Okay. But we'll let the listeners decipher the pun in what Steven just said about being crafty. It comes back to bite us in the butt sometimes when we share secrets with y'all.
Yes.
And I can't expect 22,000 people to keep secrets well.
Right.
I mean, there's going to be somebody out there who's a loose cannon, okay?
Yes.
It might be a little on the crafty side.
So you should probably just keep it to yourself.
But I didn't like Eric when he was a Ram because he was a diva.
Next thing you know, you're going to go up to him. ED, he's like, you didn't like me when I played for the Rams. I'm not talking to you.
And I will say, just answer me one question, Mr. Dickerson, and I will never speak to you again. If you can honestly, it'll be your choice.
Oh, go ahead.
Do you like who you were as a person when you were a member of the Los Angeles Rams in your second season?
I love me some me.
If he says that, then we will never talk again. But, Steven, the interactions we've had with Eric over the last couple years.
Oh, I've had a great time.
He is a very sweet, humble guy.
Yeah.
Now. He's mellowed as he's gotten older, like most people do.
Oh, my God. Did you see the 30?
He was second year in the league, dude.
Did you see the 30 for 30 of Bo Jackson?
No.
You've got to see that.
First of all, I love Bo Jackson.
Oh, my God.
He was an angel for a while. People don't remember.
I don't remember that at all.
Yes. He spent a year and a half as an angel. Okay. And when he would come to the – this is a team that had Reggie Jackson. Okay?
Yeah.
So when Bo Jackson takes Reggie Jackson and says, dude, the back of the room is way back there, Bo Jackson came to the plate. If you wanted a chance to get a hot dog real fast, wait till Bo was going to come up in the next inning.
Yeah.
Because there was nobody in line at the concessions.
Of course not. You're not going to miss a Bo.
The people that
Jackson
were selling concessions would come out to watch his at-bats because there weren't TVs everywhere in the stadium. So they would literally, because there's nobody in line to buy a beer, they would walk out and they would watch Bo. I cannot describe to you what an amazing athlete. And he was a Raider. So he was here in L.A. a lot.
Yeah, his Raider days. Just watch it. If you have not seen the 30 for 30,
Bo Jackson. Are those available on demand anywhere?
I don't know if they're available on demand.
That's frustrating. ESPN needs to sign a deal.
I've got it recorded
on
my DVR.
Recorded.
Because I've seen that. Oh, the 979, the Carl Lewis, Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Chills.
Good stuff.
Chills. Anyways, and not because it's just freaking cold in here. Steve, it's time for your true confession.
I don't have any.
Come on.
I mean, if we're sticking with women's panties.
By the way, apparently Tony Orlando does not like it when women throw their underwear at him today.
He liked it when he was younger?
When he was on the subway. When he's on the subway.
Who did that?
I'm stealing some material. I think it was Jim Gaffigan. The guy is funny, funny, funny man. So apparently Tony Orlando does not appreciate women's underwear being thrown at him when he's on the subway.
Interesting.
Tony Orlando was awesome. He owned women.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Dawn, exactly. Yes.
I was going to start singing It's Not Unusual, but that's Tom Jones.
That is Tom Jones. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
That's Tom Jones, not Tony Orlando.
And speaking of women's underwear being thrown at him.
Yeah. Throw your panties on the stage. All right, there you go. That was Eddie Murphy.
That was Eddie Murphy, and I saw Tower Heist last night.
Did you?
Did you see it?
Yes, I did, with Ben Stiller.
Very much enjoyed it. Yeah. I wish they would have let him be him more.
Yeah, they did.
They
kinda
only gave him one or two scenes where he got to be himself, and that's too bad.
Yeah.
Fun, but it was more
Ben Stiller driven.
It was, but you know what else was fun was Judd Hirsch.
Yeah.
In a good role. It was good to see those old guys out there working, and to see Matthew Broderick working. Not on Broadway. I know you're married to Sarah Jessica Parker, so you don't have to work. But come on, you're a good actor. Get out there.
He's good.
Work occasionally.
He's done a lot of Broadway, though.
That's what I said.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what
he's don't live in New York. Okay, I don't get to see him on Broadway. Yeah, and if I did live in New York, I couldn't afford to go.
His production of The Producers was pretty amazing from what I heard. So.
Hitler. The Hitler comedy musical. Boy.
Hitler comedy musical. It's just such
a... Mel Brooks a genius.
Okay.
Steven, you're going to make a confession now. You sidestepped it, which I appreciate.
So you're bringing me back to it?
Trying to.
Okay.
It's when our last day.
When I was in college... you got to remember this. You got to remember that I went to a small private Catholic university.
Context.
Because panty raids are prevalent in college, right? Or at least they used to be. I don't know if they are anymore.
I'm sure that the women's libertarian groups have cracked down on that. And now you can have a panty raid as long as you also have a male panty raid.
So the male's got to give it up as well.
Yeah, as long as the women can invade the men's dorms. We have to be equal.
My favorite pastime.
Because I egged you on?
My favorite pastime. I'm not going there. I'm not
stealing women's
up.
Underwear.
That's as far as I'm going. I'm not actually going to tell you what I was going to say. I decided it'd be best if
the filter's back on, Mr. Miranda.
It'd be best if I did not.
Hit bang us into El Juego. Come on, El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. What'd you think of my ranking of the games? Did you take any issue? I thought they were kind of self-explanatory this week.
I didn't take issue at all.
It seems like a daunting task. When you have 16 games to rank
into
four categories.
When you've got the nap games, and you were pretty generous on a couple.
Well, but Steven, where I've got games of interest, there are playoff implications.
Patriots-Jags is nap game.
Patriots-Jags.
Patriots
only got 10 wins. Are they going to have home field advantage?
Probably
they need
not.
To beat the Jags. So, I mean, if they're going to even have a chance.
But they're going to destroy the Jags. The Jags scored 3 points last week.
They have the most outbalanced line of the day, 14 and a half.
Yeah, it's destruction. And Browns Broncos is just 13. I mean,
you
got double digits.
I'm looking at home field advantage. Yes. For the Broncos, that's gigantic.
It is.
And this, talk about a trap game. You're at home against the Browns?
Mm-hmm.
And the Browns don't suck, as I keep trying to
tell
people.
They sucked pretty much last week.
They did.
Yeah.
But the Browns don't suck all the time. How's that?
Yeah, how's that? Okay.
Generally, they play people really hard.
Yeah, this Denver Broncos team, I'm telling you right now, they're going 13-3.
That's why you have them atop your power rankings.
They're 13-3. They're going to be probably if Houston doesn't slip up, they will be the number two seed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll sit back and they'll invite people to Denver. And if Houston slips up, they get to host the AFC Championship game. They'll be fine.
Houston would be in uncharted waters at that point anyways.
Yes.
Remember, Matt Schaub missed the playoffs last year. And he hasn't had his best nights in national spotlight.
I've gone through all of the scenarios, Jeff.
No, Jordan has gone through all the scenarios.
No, I have gone through. I bet you I've gone through scenarios that he doesn't even know of.
I bet you, and I would call him right now, but
he's sleeping.
11.
He's
still asleep.
Right.
I bet you that he, and just so that you know, my son's not a sloth. He was playing golf at this time yesterday.
Yes, he was.
Okay, so he just sleeps when he has an excuse to sleep.
Yes.
And when he wants to have a life, he has
a life. Yeah, I know. Did you see the tag that I put on his Facebook?
Haven't been on Facebook.
He put his scorecard.
Oh, God.
It was awful.
I know. Oh, I know. He led me to believe that his 33 over was over 18, not over 9. I'm like, you know what? For 18 and you haven't played in a long time, that's not horrible. Yeah, I mean, come on, seriously.
It's over 9.
That's horrible.
So he put the picture and he said, wow, this is bad. He's like,
He drove a ball that went backwards.
Really?
With his driver.
Oh,
it
gosh.
Went backwards.
So I,
Marissa
so I
Millard.
Just, I just put on the Facebook and I typed and I said, wow, this looks like one of your dad's scorecards.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, give me a high five.
Okay.
Come on.
Do you leave someone hanging?
You can.
Because
I love you. It's all about love today.
L-O-V-E.
We're loving each other.
L-O-V-E. Love. Love. Tito, give me a tissue. It's love.
People, he is leaving me hanging.
Yeah, this whole time.
You can't do that.
Cause wow. I do this because I do this because of love. Stevie, Stevie, I want you to know love. I don't want you to
stop
know
stop making
hate.
Fun of Michael Jackson. Let's go. The San Francisco 49ers travel to Seattle to face the Seahawks.
Second week in a row, the Niners are on Football Night in America.
Yeah, I'm not very happy about that.
That's why I said it. Was so that you could say that you don't like it.
San Francisco at Seattle, divisional rival. Basically, the Niners are already in. Seattle with a win gets in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it, Jeff. I think the 49ers, they made a statement last week going on the road.
What statement was that?
The statement was, do not sleep on us. We
you think
might
Tom
have
Brady
slipped
slept
up.
On them? You think the
no,
Patriots
the rest of the
slept
country.
On them?
The rest of the country.
Okay.
Had gone to sleep.
I'm pretty
on the
sure 49ers. That the Patriots knew what was coming
no,
to town.
The rest of the country had kind of gone to sleep on the 49ers, and they were like, we don't know what's going on. I'll admit, I was one of them. I didn't buy the 49ers juju anymore.
I was buying the juju. I wasn't buying the go to Foxborough in December and win a game.
Yeah.
I wasn't buying that for
well,
a nanosecond.
Nobody did.
I mean, I would like to know. I would want to know how many diehard 49er homers thought that they could actually go in and do this. Because I bet if it was role reversal, Steven just might have taken the Patriots last week if it was the Cowboys were the 49ers. Just might have.
Probably.
No, he wouldn't have, but he just might have.
No,
it would have been such
would've.
An internal battle. I want to find a homer. Here's how my son's better than you.
Yes.
My son can literally tell you if the Redskins and the Cowboys end up tied, he knows the playoff tie-breaking scenarios down to the coin toss.
Okay.
Do you know how many scenarios there would be before a coin toss?
A lot.
15.
Yeah, I don't think it's that many, but it's a lot.
No, he read them off to me. I didn't count them, but it's maybe 12 at the fewest.
It's not 50.
It's 12 at the fewest.
Okay.
Including bizarro things like touchdowns allowed within conference. I mean, they just, it's craziness.
It is. Tie-breaking is crazy.
He knows them all. He's memorized them just in case the Cowboys or Redskins.
It'll never get to a coin flip.
His point exactly. Right. It can never get to a coin flip.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yes.
Because it should never come down to a coin flip
no,
whether you go to the playoffs.
It should not.
But he can tell you those 12 in order. You don't know that. This kid's insane.
Okay.
He's a college student. He has no life.
There you go.
He learned stuff that people shouldn't know.
Shouldn't. I have it on my list, and I go and I open my list, and I say, here's the list.
Smart people know where to look things up.
Right.
People with too much time in their hands memorize those things.
Yes.
That's all. So, Steven, it's time for you to make your pick here.
49ers, Seahawks. I have the 49ers.
Well, you think, intimated, but you didn't say it.
I believe that they have they made a statement, and the statement was directed towards Seattle. You might have back-to-back 50 burgers. We coming for you, dog. That's all they said. And they didn't sound panicky.
That
or
was their statement
anything.
In Foxborough? I thought their statement in Foxborough more was, whew!
I don't think they let a sigh of relief out.
They're not paying attention.
They no, that wasn't even close to what they did.
When you let Tom Brady get back to the, I love
come back. Into
I,
the game.
I love Kaepernick and Crabtree. Their interview with Michelle Tafoya after the game, and I talked about it in the last show, which is, you know, they asked Colin first about it. Michelle Tafoya is such a good interviewer. She does such a great job for NBC. And Michelle's talking to Colin, and Colin just says, I just went into the huddle, and I said to the guys, this is that play. I said to the guys, I said, we need a touchdown.
We know. We heard the story last week.
It's great, you know? And it was just
Crab was.
I told Cap, just give me the damn ball. He'll get the touchdown.
Yes, give me the
and
damn
that's
ball.
What happened. And
Diva wide receivers.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
And then they were able, then the defense was able to stop, step up and stop
yes.
Brady. And,
they stopped playing prevent defense.
And the fact that, you know what, it's very interesting because it happened with the Cowboys, and Jordan even called me on this. The Patriots had 4th and 4. And instead of punting the ball, they had all the three timeouts. Instead of punting the ball, playing defense, getting the ball back, they decided to go for it on their own end zone. I'm like, but if you give it up, you're giving up a field goal. You're basically giving up
the
game.
You're conceding 3 points.
Now 10 points.
Right.
Now you need to score twice.
Right.
Who knows? They punt it. The punt goes wrong. 49er punt returners know to fumble the ball.
I'm thinking about the Jets game. Punts don't go wrong.
Exactly. So you never know what happens. So, but the Patriots, that they decided that they were cocky enough to say we can get a 4th-and-3,
they're just being consistent, Steven, and I appreciate them for that.
And it came to bite them in the butt because guess what? They went down, they got in field goal range, they kicked their field goal, and then they had to rely on an onside kick. And maybe they didn't have to rely on that, is all I'm saying. So,
okay, well, we have the challenge game because I have the Seahawks, and I don't even want to discuss any other game as far as challenge game possibilities.
Well, then I mark it down.
Because every time Steven picks against the Seahawks in the challenge game, he loses, friends.
Not this one.
He loses. Seattle's played at home. They don't have a 12th man. They have a 75th man. They're going to beat on the 49ers. They're going to hang 35 points. San Francisco be able to score more than 28 points. That's your final, friends. You heard it here first.
That's another dollar. Seahawks don't score 35. Niners score more than 28. Put your dollars where your mouth is.
I'll put my dollars where my mouth is.
No torn ones. And I can't believe you actually tore one of mine.
Well, I can't believe you gave it back to me, so I'm giving it back to you. Yeah. There it is. There's $2 total.
Okay, write it
I'm
down.
I'm actually giving you four items, and you're giving me two items. So, I mean, I think I'm being more generous.
San Francisco, more than 28.
SF, more.
Seattle.
Greater than 28.
Less than 35.
SEA, less than 35. Yes. No, you say more. Less than 35.
You said 35. I said they're going to get less.
And okay.
You said 28. I said they're going to get more than 28.
Got it. And I've got my greater and less than symbols.
Do you have them
tuned in right? Okay. I do, actually. You know, can I give you my secret for how I remembered it?
Sure.
Since this is the last day on Earth, I might as well share it all.
Share it.
Isn't it pathetic how boring my life is that when I share my deepest secrets?
I remember the alligator. The alligator always wants to eat the biggest one.
I treat them like mouths. And the mouth is devouring something. So it's like, I never learned the alligator, but it's a mouth. So that's how I know.
It's the alligator. The alligator always wants to eat the bigger one.
There you go.
And it's over
here. That's which way it points.
It's there.
That's which way the greater than, lesser than. And you can thank us, NFL Rants and Raves.
There you go.
Boy, we
And I remember as a kid, I vividly remember actually drawing the alligator teeth. And the teeth in the mouth.
Because he had finished the test in 5 minutes. And was
like,
bored.
Come on. Alligator.
Kara says that in her English, because Kara is not taking honors English.
Okay.
She's taking regular English because she felt like, she worked out really well. She needed a lighter class.
Yes.
She literally says that she accidentally laughed out loud during the final exam.
Really?
She thought that the question was so moronically simple that she laughed. She giggled and she felt bad. The teacher's like, yes, Kara. She's like, nothing. I'm really sorry. But she finished the test in like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And she says, I probably missed one or two because I was laughing so hard at how bad the test was.
There you go.
Smart kids do dumb things.
So is it that you're just believing the Seahawks so much? And
I don't believe you beat the Seahawks in Seattle.
They're 6-0 at home.
It's the Seahawks at home, Steven. And it's the rivalry. And look, this is a rivalry that goes back to college football.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, this rivalry is older than old. You got Stanford playing USC this weekend.
Yeah, and it was Stanford who always beat
Stanford
USC.
Owned USC.
Yeah.
Owned USC. And USC was cheating. USC was cheating, and they were Bill Belichick at the time.
And USC was cheating.
And Jim Harbaugh still managed to win. And look, that's a serious disadvantage you have, and you're actually playing student-athletes instead of paying student-athletes. You're playing with student-athletes. Yeah. And look, but the fact is, Pete Carroll, I think he's turned a corner because he knows he can't cheat as much, which sucks. You know, he's probably still cheating somewhere. But he is so dialed into this club and their abilities. And Skittles is going to go crazy. And Russell Wilson loves playing at home. And they made their statement games on the road. They won two road games, a thing that this team was never able to do.
Yeah.
And this team gets to come home where it's going to be deafeningly loud. And it is. I cannot wait for this game, Steven. This is going to be pre-Christmas for me.
Yeah.
I may just skip all the early games and say, screw it. I'm going to just – because I'm not a Cowboys fan, so I don't care what happens with the Saints-Cowboys game. But to save all my energy for Sunday Night Football, baby.
Well, there you go.
And they've always supported me in when I desperately need a win in the challenge game.
Well, there you go. And
that history.
Good luck.
It's laid out before you.
You're putting up some dollars. You got a challenge game already. Yep. It's the first one. We haven't even talked about anything else.
I know. And, you can now share your true thoughs instead of being afraid that I might take the Rams over the Bucks or something. I'm down in the nap games.
I've got the Bucks.
I've got the Rams.
I've got the home game. I've got the Bucks.
You don't even have to worry about that.
They're at home. Rams on
the
road.
These are two bad teams. Games of importance.
There you go. Games of importance.
Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas, where the New Orleans Saints travel to Dallas to face the Cowboys. Cowboys at 8-6, Saints at 6-8, and Dallas is favored by a field goal.
How's that line feel?
I think it's a little soft.
Okay.
Quite frankly. I think that the Vegas people are certainly taking into consideration the Cowboys' banged-up defense.
And I would say the Cowboys' lack of studliness at home. They haven't really flexed at home like you would hope in that spectacular, beautiful building.
But one thing I do know is that the Saints' secondary is equally weak.
Whoa.
And I am very happy that this is the game in Week 16 in which the big money league is taking place, because I have Tony Romo as my quarterback. And
this
I suspect
is a good week to own Tony Romo at home against the New Orleans Saints.
I suspect he goes over 300 again. He went over the first quarterback to go over 300 against the Steelers.
Sure.
Last week.
I see three touchdown passes.
And I see two or three touchdown passes.
I see three. And I see 300 yards. And I see Drew Brees settling in a little bit better. I think the win against Tampa last week, where they shellacked them, was helpful. Because, look, they had just been free-falling. But they had free-fallen against good teams.
Yeah.
San Francisco, Atlanta, New York.
Here's the thing. I think that the end of the Steelers game, Rob Ryan started to trust the guys that are on the field. Yeah, I don't have my starters. I don't. I know that. But I have to trust what's out there. Otherwise, this is never going to work. And when they started getting to Ben Roethlisberger at the end of that football game, he started trusting that he could play his defense and not have to always sit on that
it's
prevent.
It's third and long. It's time to move to prevent. Yeah. It's time to play zone.
I think that that's going to help, and I think they're going to get after Drew, and I think Drew's going to get hit a couple times.
Man, I just hate watching Drew get hurt. Maybe it's because he's not very tall.
Yeah.
And so it is a big guy's job to help defend the weaker.
The smaller
now,
dude.
Now, sure, Drew Brees could kick my ass. Right. I don't question that for a second. But when I see a smaller man get beaten up like that and helplessly beaten up, which is unfortunately where he is, this team is so imbalanced, it's not even funny. They're second against the they're second throwing the ball. They're 24th running the ball.
Yeah.
They got Mark Ingram. They got a bevy of guys. They've got Sproles. They've got more
they
than
throw the ball.
They're
pass oriented.
And look, their bubble screen is a run, okay?
Yeah. And also they've been losing by a lot. So they're constantly having – you can't run the football if you're down by
52-27 against the New York Giants.
And the week before that, they lost pretty heavily.
Yeah, it was just 23-13 against the Falcons and 31-21 against the San Francisco 49ers and 34-14 against the Broncos.
It's a lot of 30s against
them. Hard schedule. Yeah. They lost to Green Bay 28-7. Kansas City, they should not have lost that game, 27-24 at overtime.
One of the Chiefs only win.
You lost the Chiefs, dudes. But they knocked off the Eagles, the Falcons, and the Raiders. Now, of course, I could beat the Raiders. So this New Orleans Saints team, they're playing for nothing but pride to try and get to 8-8, to try and get to the offseason. Sean Payton gets a new contract, they're all hoping. Yeah. But that ain't been done. Distractions galore there.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Cowboys on this one.
Look, if you're not taking the Cowboys in this game, you have a really weird sense of how this game plays and how this league's
hatred
going.
Hatred for the team.
Hatred for the team is valid. Valid.
I mean, I have hatred for the Redskins, but I'm taking them in the next game. Why? Because they're playing the Eagles.
This is my point, is that, and you have to take somebody. Jordan doesn't. He says it's going to be a 0-0 tie. I'm like, what an idiot. And he still believes the Cowboys will go 16-0. My honor student can't even. He thinks he's going to invent time travel before the end of the season and fix the Cowboys.
You know what? A couple plays here and there. And
if you're going to fix time travel, you have exactly 12 hours.
Speaking of time travel, we're watching Back to the Future.
Which one?
The second one, part two.
That's fine.
And it's the third one where
Three
they just
sucked.
They got.
We don't care. We're mailing it in. Send the checks.
People are gonna come watch anyways.
Oh, God.
But the time travel, but the whole thing where, you know, they go to the future, he buys the almanac that has the 50 years of scores.
Huey Lewis and likes us.
Yeah, he does.
Back in time.
And then he doesn't get to do what he wanted to do with that almanac because Biff steals the almanac and he steals
Damn
the
Biff.
Idea. But could you imagine coming back with scores to all the games? You know, you know who's winning the next 50 Super Bowls.
I only need to know two. I need to scrape together or steal as much money as I can for the first one, put it all on the first one, and then take all that winning and put it on the second one.
And then
so
you're
it's
done.
Really, it's just getting as much money as I can for the first one, because you can't really expect to get $1 million for the first one.
Right.
You can only get, how much money could you possibly scrape together if you had to? Maybe 70,000,
80,000? Come on, you could put together 400,000 or 500,000.
I've got two kids in private schools right
now.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm out of cash. I'm actually reaching
out. Well, just tell them that they can't go to school for a couple years while you make your bets.
Okay, tuition's expensive, but it's not that much. $40,000 a year.
I think that, you know, you could come up with the means to come up with.
$100,000?
Yeah, I'm saying $2,000-$3,000.
Jeez.
I think $300,000.
I don't know people that got money like that.
You don't have to know people.
We're just going to rob banks and not get
caught? No, I mean, you're telling me you couldn't get a loan for...
I actually can't.
You can't? Okay.
As you know why.
Yeah, but you could. If the circumstances...
I could have a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Tap.
I don't know. There might be a bank that would give you a personal loan.
Okay, you know what?
You can get a personal
credit
loan.
Credit cards.
And you can get some credit
You know what
cards.
You do 1 week? You accept all those credit card offers that come in the mail before they run TRWs and realize that everybody else is that you've got credit cards with.
From everybody.
You take cash advance because I've got about a $20,000 line of credit.
Yeah.
So you just max those out with five or six of them. There you go. You got $100,000. And then they're coming after you. So you got to move to the Cayman Islands or something for a little while because they're sending the cops after you.
Well, you don't do it until 1 week before the Super Bowl.
Okay. So you save all those offers.
Yes. Save all the offers. Then 1 week before the Super Bowl, boom, you get them all.
Don't they have rules that say you can't do that like right away when you get a new credit card? I don't know.
No.
Because I got a new one for AirTran.
Yeah.
And it's, dude, two round-trip flights.
Yes.
And bumped to business class when you spend $2,000 in 3 months. And it's $70 a year. So for $70,
yes,
I get two round-trip flights and flying business class on those.
Okay.
For $70. I'm doing that.
But you have to spend $2,000 on other flights.
No, I have to spend $2,000.
Okay.
So instead of the credit card I use that gives me cash,
right,
which I love.
Right.
Unless I lose the check because I throw it away accidentally, which I got a phone call to make when we're done.
Okay.
Jeff lose something?
Yeah.
Come on.
What happened?
That could never happen.
Okay. So you spent $2,000 on the card.
In 3 months.
And
then
you
cancel the card.
Yeah.
You spend the $70, you take your tickets, and you say, thank you.
Yeah.
And AirTran is Southwest, so you do wherever you like.
Yes.
Baby.
Yes.
Baby.
All right. Let's I got the on. Cowboys. You got the Cowboys, right?
I got the Cowboys.
You have to say it because you alluded to it.
I did allude, but I did not.
The Washington Redskins traveled to the city of brotherly love to play the Philadelphia Eagles.
And?
The Eagles are in disarray. They're bad, dog. The turnovers last week against Cincinnati.
What makes you say the Eagles are bad?
Here's the only thing that concerns me about this. One, you got a banged up RG3. Two, you got a banged up offensive line now.
Mm-hmm.
And three, you got an Eagles team that's going to try to bounce back from a very horrible, embarrassing performance.
And at this point, they can't even save their coach's job.
Yeah, and but that's the thing, Jeff.
You're playing for your own job now.
And a team that is dangerous is a team that has absolutely nothing to lose.
But you know Nada. What? I think they've been there for a while, and what have they shown?
Nada.
I got the skins.
So do I.
And it's just, you know, look, the fact is the Redskins are surging. Vegas has this off the books most places. I found the Mirage was taking bets at 6.5 in favor of the Redskins, over under 45. Most people say, well, it depends if Robert Griffin or Kirk Cousins is going to be in there. Look, it doesn't matter if it's Robert Griffin or Kirk Cousins. You're beating the Eagles, okay? It don't matter, and it might be in your best interest if RG3 has any lingering effects of injury to hold him out for Dallas next week.
Yeah, and the Cowboys.
Because if the Cowboys lose this game, I'm back on the Cowboys-Saints. Yeah. If they happen to lose, the only thing that would make me take the Saints is the Cowboys can lose.
Yeah.
Because all that matters is beating the Washington Redskins next week.
That's it.
That's all that matters. Yes. Then you got your tiebreakers, and they win in the first couple of them. Yeah. Real simple. So that's the only thing that can make you take the Saints.
The Giants would have to lose as well. So the Cowboys can't straight out lose.
Oh, yeah, the Giants are going to lose this week. No, I actually have them winning. That's another game we probably differ on.
We do.
But I'm not very comfortable with that pick at all because it's a coin toss.
Yeah.
And when I don't want a coin toss, friends. I want Sartan Day! Sartan Day, we both got the Redskins to beat the Eagles, and the NFC East will go down to Football Night in America as NBC uses its privilege and flexes it into primetime.
Now, what I've been hearing the rumblings.
Rumblings?
Is
that... Are you hungry?
Fox... has yet to use their
no way they've been
one
sitting
game
on their weed. You can't touch this
because they were very upset
at
losing Cowboys Giants last year at the end of the season.
Yeah,
and they've been
that's how the season ended last year.
And they've been holding on to their one game that you cannot touch.
Can't touch this. Don't.
And if it goes to that, they will veto moving the game because they will have their one. They don't want to lose it again. So
wow, Rumbles.
Fox
you sure
is,
they haven't used
I
it?
I am pretty sure that they
Dang,
have not used
Steve, that's
their
good information.
Veto move.
That's good information.
And,
okay.
And so there you go. They can protect one game per season. Both CBS and Fox can protect one game, and they have not done that yet.
For those that aren't complete news junkies out there, RG3 has been practicing at a pretty high level thus far.
Full speed is what I'm hearing.
So knee does not seem to be bothering him right now. And the 2011
Heisman
Trophy winner.
Are they just waiting now on to make sure that it's not there's no swelling after?
Well, it's
after
usually
practice.
The day after a big practice right. that you're going to notice the swelling.
So
and plus it's Shanny, so he's not going to say until Sunday. He's going to call it a game-time decision until Sunday because that's his prerogative.
Yes.
And he wants any advantage he can have.
Here you go. As Ed Franks, our buddy of the show, pointed out to me.
Who is a Redskins fan, he and Steven are friends.
Yes.
He's
a Redskins fan, and what he wants is he wants to see Saints, Ravens, and Cardinals win.
Okay.
That's
very
specific. Yes. And Texans win because Vikings got to lose too. Because what that ensures is the Redskins' win gets them in the playoffs.
So do we have the chance of the NFC East coughing up two playoff teams?
Coming up with two playoff teams, yes. That is
unbelievable.
Correct. Yes.
And you know what? I said the beginning of the season, friends, not to pat myself on the back because I'm actually rubbing my shoulder, so yeah. I'm busy. I can't pat myself on the back. Maybe with the other hand. No, I can't. I said the beginning of the season, this is a very balanced division of teams that I see all the teams, and I was wrong about the Eagles, but I see all the teams being 8-8.
Yeah.
Not because they suck, because they're good.
Yeah.
And they have difficult schedules. And
but
what do you
also
end up
only
with?
Had one team coming out of there, though. And it's
absolutely.
It's very...
Who could say when you've got a division of 8-8 teams that two teams will advance to the playoffs?
Two of them are going to be...
Sorry, Ed. That's a lot of things to have happen.
Yeah. But if that happens, Redskins get in this week.
That's amazing. Knowing well, then how does that change the game in Dallas? You want a home game, and you don't want to lose to the Cowboys. You want to knock the Cowboys out of the playoffs.
Yeah, Redskins, Cowboys win, and if those other teams lose, if Giants, Vikings and Bears lose.
Oh my.
Redskins Cowboys will most likely be winner wins the division, hosts a game, losers wild card goes on the road.
At least they don't have to play each other in the playoffs first week.
It's a possibility.
Oh my gosh, we got the Eagles Cowboys again.
If the Seahawks lose to the Niners this week, then that is a strong possibility.
Wow.
That final game would be who gets the host next week.
You remember the Eagles Cowboys back-to-back weeks. Yes. That was crazy sauce.
It was crazy sauce.
End of the season, postseason, and the Cowboys went on and said,
Cowboys shut them out in the regular season.
Ain't nothing.
Beat them by like 20 or 30.
It's the sequel, people.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting. There's still a lot of – I am very excited more, I think, for this week than next week. Because I think next week
– a lot of things will be decided.
Yeah, a lot of things are going to be decided this week. And it's going to be very
– you don't want to miss. You won't miss because you're big
fans. I'm going to be a Cardinals fan. I'm not picking them, but I'm going to cheer for them.
Arizona Cardinals. What a
disaster. They beat Detroit last week. Anybody see that coming?
What a disaster. Detroit is – I did, Steven. I told you that –
You did. I brought you over to the dark side.
Like, sorry. Look, when one team's I'll below another team in my again. Power rankings, and yes. they're playing at home,
I
that's
won't even,
a given.
I'm trying to find out where the teams are in your power rankings this week.
What's the problem?
I couldn't see them.
Why?
Because you didn't do them. You didn't send them to Elena for her to work on.
She bitching about her $5?
She wants to know why she has got no work. She fired?
You know what? Sometimes that's what happens when you work, is you get laid off and no one gives you any notice.
Because last night she came to me about 8:30 and she was like...
She wants to return her Christmas present and give her $5. When you work with family, you got to be careful you don't piss people off the holiday season.
You're a jerk.
I'm mean to little kids. What are you gonna say?
Oh,
I hate
gosh.
Children.
Whew. Oh man, that is not true. Why are you telling people that?
Because it's fun.
It is. The Bengals of
How about
Cincinnati.
All those comments that people like when we fight. F you. F you. If you like when we fight, yeah. F you. Because you know what? It's not fun being on the other side of it, okay?
The Cincinnati Bengals travel to Pittsburgh to face their nemesis, a team that they have yet to beat in I don't know how long. They've not been able to defeat them.
Well, I'll tell you this, Steven. This little factoid. Apparently, you're taking the Steelers.
I don't know about that.
Well, you said that they a team they haven't beaten in I don't know how long. I'll tell you how long. Yeah. Andy Dalton has never beaten the Steelers.
There you go. It's been since way before Andy Dalton was ever a Cincinnati
it's
Bengal.
Been over 3 years.
Yeah.
And
by the way, I do have the Steelers. I'm looking at my paper now.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Just I was on the Bengals until I came across that little factoid that Andy Dalton has never beaten the Ravens or the Steelers. It's like... Hey, now.
They need to win one.
You got
to
do that, son.
They need to at least win one.
You need this.
What if they don't
if that's
win
gonna
either?
Be, that's,
if they don't win. They could be out.
If we had all the helmets, we could figure this out, but we don't because you left them at home.
The only one missing there is the Steelers. Yeah. How hard is that to picture?
Which side of the helmet? The all black one? Because that's hard to picture. Because it'd be facing the wrong way then.
It would be facing the wrong way.
So that'd be hard to imagine.
Yeah, it would be. As a matter of fact, I think that's why we put the AFC over here.
It is why
so
we put it. It was alphabetic as well.
That's true.
That started it and it worked out it very
did,
nicely.
It did work out nicely.
Stupid Steelers. I'm just going to take a two-second rant.
Steelers.
Put a sticker on each side of the helmet. Don't be dumb.
You know what?
You know
how
hard
it
is when we do TV and we got to explain why there's a black helmet on the table? No, there's a sticker on the other side. Ah!
Duh.
Because, you know, in most of Europe, the home team and the road team are on opposite sides. We are trying to bring American football to the world. You're making it really hard, okay? Because if we did it so the sticker showed, then we'd do it the way that you guys do it over there in Europe, and you wouldn't learn anything about how we do it over here.
Wow.
Feel better now.
I see.
Feel better.
You good?
I do like the post that said the show is called NFL Rants and Raves.
Yes.
Rant and rave, guys. That's what we want. That's what the show's called.
You're ranting right now.
I'm all done.
We both have the Steelers.
Better. We both got Steelers.
Yeah,
Andy Dalton, come on, bro.
You know, the Bengals, they're 5-1 over the last six games, and that's very impressive, except they really haven't beaten anyone impressive.
And I, my power rankings a few weeks ago, back when I was doing them, I said, enjoy this.
I didn't do mine so that you would stop doing yours. That was not never my intention.
You saying, though, it wasn't my intention?
Was that your intention?
How long have we talked about doing power rankings?
So that's what you've been doing. You've just been egging me. So you've been just manipulating the power rankings that you did so that I would finally get off my butt and do them. Is that it? Is that what you're trying to say here?
That's a 1 o'clock game on CBS Eastern Time, 10 a.m. here in the West. And let me give the line on that one. The Steelers are favored by 3.5.
I've got the Steelers. All right.
I've got the Steelers.
So you're moving on, I take it.
What?
You're not going to answer the question.
What question? I didn't hear a question.
The Indianapolis Colts travel to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. And if you're the Colts and Colts fans, you have to win this game. You know why? You win this game and you're in. You lose. And you open the door to maybe not even making the playoffs.
Well, and they kick you out of the league because if you lose to the Chiefs, come on, man.
Well, what are the Saints and Panthers doing in the league? They lost to the Chiefs this year.
Yeah, I know. They should be kicked out. And look, how good are the Saints and Panthers this year?
No, there you go.
Not very good.
Not bad.
And you lost to the Chiefs, and the Chiefs suck. This is a 7-point advantage going to the Colts, according to Vegas. 42 is the over-under. Colts 9-5, Chiefs 2-12.
Arian Foster, because, you know, rule number one as a running back is to take care of your offensive line.
Yeah, I knew this.
Gave
segues
to his offensive lineman.
Now,
spreading a little Christmas cheer.
If I'm his offensive lineman, I'm thinking, okay, I could have had a Rolex.
Yeah.
But I got a segue. Let's say I lived in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I can never use that.
Why? Because
it's
don't
too
go,
hilly.
They don't go
I mean,
hills?
I,
they
I don't
go
know.
Hills just fine.
It doesn't seem safe. I mean,
it doesn't seem safe. That is true.
It doesn't. I mean, I took my
but
sole opportunity
it's
in my
very
life.
Flat, buddy.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you live there in the off season, which is very long. So, you know, I think it's a very sweet gesture. But, you know, I do like watches.
Yeah.
I don't have as many as Benji. Nobody has as many watches as Benji.
Well, he got that from my father and my grandfather. They love watches.
How awesome.
He picked that up from
me. I like Benji even more now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? But I love watches, too. And my father loved watches but didn't have too many because he didn't have enough money.
Right, right.
But my mom's dad was crazy about clocks.
Yeah.
Crazy about clocks. His mom was crazy about clocks. So we've got timekeeping in our history. I wear a wristwatch out of memory to my father because his watch was stolen. I want to thank the robbers who stole it. So I went out and got a watch that I liked a lot because my father's watch is stolen. Did I say that it was stolen?
You just said that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don't steal watches.
Stole it.
In our last burglary.
Oh, that's... Don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burglaries are stupid. Steal anything you want, but don't go into a guy's place and steal his watch because there's a really good chance that that watch has been around a while and means the world to him, and he'd probably give you a grand for it if you just give him a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of the pawn shop that gave you $2.50. But that being said, these guys could have had Rolexes.
Go around to some pawn shops, see if we find it.
You know, for a little while, I actually followed bus of petty criminals and stuff, and because they would usually go to pawn shops and have all these things, and I would actually pay attention and think about going down to the police station and looking over their merchandise, because all I wanted was the watch. I didn't care about anything else.
Right, right.
Laptops get replaced by insurance. That ain't no thing. And I do back up my data. Thank you. So it's not really a big loss. But, Steven, here's the thing. So he goes and gives segues. He's kind of raising the bar a little bit, isn't it? Because when you have an MVP season, you kind of get guys Rolexes and stuff.
Yes.
He's not having an MVP season.
No.
He's having a good season, and he's buying his offensive line segues.
So you're basically saying Adrian Peterson. I gave my dude segues.
I wonder if they're friends, and he's just like screwing with them. I just gave all my guys segues. AP, hey, bro, you're going to set an NFL record. I'm thinking Bentleys are going to have to go in the driveways of your offensive line.
Yeah.
But the fact is, the Minnesota offensive line ain't that good. It's him.
Going to be interesting. I've got the Colts, but it scares me that they're going into this game with the pressure that we have to win this. We have to win. Because if we're going to save it for the final game of the season.
With Pagano there.
Against Houston.
With Pagano there. Back coaching on the sideline. Where they want him. Oh, they want that so badly, though, Steven.
I know,
Steven.
Jeff. But it's it, look, you...
Where do you put Andrew Luck right now in the Rookie of the Year rankings?
Second or third?
I put him third or fourth.
Wow. Second.
So you average our twos. We got third.
Okay.
Which we both would be comfortable with that number. Third in the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
For a guy who's playing, I mean, yeah, any other season he would be the default Rookie of the Year. But he has thrown, 24 interceptions this season? A lot.
Yeah.
He's thrown a lot. I mean, if it worked for Mark Sanchez, people would be talking about how many interceptions that this cat's thrown.
He's thrown
Andrew,
some,
not always lucky, some picks. Has been thrown.
But also, have we looked at his...
We looked at his medical records? No, we don't have access to those because we're not allowed.
His medical records. That is that's against very law. Important. But what I am, what I was referring to is not the medical records, was his pass attempts versus how many pass attempts the other guys have thrown. I'm not
in
sure.
In a game? Per game?
Yeah, per game. Or just for the entire season.
I mean, I'll give you Andrew Luck's numbers, if you will, for the season. He's got a 55% completion percentage, 54.6.
Yes.
He's averaging 7.1 yards.
Here's the number I was looking for. Attempts.
And his rating
is
75.5.
He's thrown 564 passes. Okay?
Oh, is he being asked to throw the ball more than other guys?
Yes.
That's a fair point.
Compare to Robert Griffin III, who's only thrown 350. That's over 200 passes more he's thrown than RG3.
Yeah, and how many times has Andrew taken off and run with the ball compared to Robert?
Not much.
Yeah.
Difference in quarterbacks.
But
so,
interceptions
but we're
alone.
Talking about interceptions alone. And let's look at Russell Wilson.
Okay, he's got 18 in all fairness.
Russell Wilson's only thrown 350. So... He once again, another 200.
The Colts' entire game is throwing the football because they don't have a running game. Donald Brown has so not worked out.
So in his 350, Russell Wilson's thrown 9 picks. And RG3 has thrown 4 picks in his 351, which is pretty good. But all I'm saying is Andrew Luck has thrown 564 passes and has 18. You have to take that into consideration. You can't just look at
the IMT
number and say,
and I might move him up to second, but it would mean that it would come at the expense of Russell Wilson or RG3.
Right.
I'm more than happy to say that Almo should come in fourth. I'm fine with that. But look at this. Indianapolis, if I told you that this Colts team won how many games last year? 2 games last year?
Yes.
And I picked one of those. Thank you. Was going to go out with basically a not better team than they had last year.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to feature Vic Ballard and Donald Brown as their running attack. And they would have a realistic shot of making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to say this quarterback's playing one hell of a season.
He is. And that's why you can't dismiss Andrew Luck.
And he can't just look at the interception totals.
He's almost thrown 4,000 yards.
Holy crap.
He's 20 shy of throwing for 4,000 yards. RG3 and Russell Wilson aren't anywhere near 4,000.
So he will go over 4,000 this week.
Oh, very
easily.
Yeah.
All he needs is 22.
One pass to Reggie Wayne, and he's over 4,000.
Reggie Wayne, 1,234 yards. 1, 2, 3, 4 for those who have trouble remembering things. That's how many yards Reggie Wayne is caught for. 97 catches.
For 1, 2, 3, 4?
For 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nice.
And averaging 12.7 yards per catch. Nice. It's just simply
amazing.
Right
now, my daughter's working on percentages. Like, I have 68, and I want to increase my business to 98 employees. What's the percentage of increase I need to get? I hate those.
She's in what, sixth grade?
Yes!
Stop it!
But she's doing great. She does fabulously once I show her the technique for coming up with the answer.
I had the formula, but now I've lost it.
And see, that's the thing about my daughter. She gets the, once she knows the formula, boom, it's ingrained and it's.
Well, she will have a very easy life then, because my kids, or my, especially my daughter, have to learn things three times, and she still doesn't learn it, but she does well on the test. Come on, kid, pay attention and
all
right, learn.
But we both got the Colts. There's no way they're losing to the Chiefs.
Not
right?
to the Chiefs.
Are they losing to the Chiefs?
I ain't calling them Chiefs. They're Chiefs.
What if the Chiefs? What if Jamal Charles gets on her tear and starts running the ball?
1,230 yards, Jamal Charles.
What if he runs like crazy in this game?
You know, so?
So, this is not winning, right? Because I want the Colts in. I want the Colts in.
We all want the Colts in, bro. Colts are going to make it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, they better not slip up.
You're worried about this
one.
They
better not slip up in this one.
You're worried about this.
Because, you know, the
it's Kansas City. I know.
And I guess maybe my – just looking at – they got shut out last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, a team always – they play a little harder the next game.
They're smarting.
They are smarting. All right, the Minnesota Vikings.
I think your
problem
with the word smarting is that it contains the word smart.
Smart.
And smart is dumb in this case, because if you're smarting, you messed up.
The Minnesota Vikings travel to Houston to face the Texans. Go Adrian Peterson, but come on, Texans, get the win, because I need
it. Let's go, Texans, Stephen's Super Bowl team. And I am very concerned, as I've said, I'm just going to go on the record, very concerned about Matt Schaub not having played well in primetime. Schaubalicious has not been Schaubalicious.
He's going to turn it around. Come on, Schaub.
Okay. Just to reassure you about Kansas City,
yes.
Their only wins, okay, we've already covered this, but Carolina Panthers.
And New Orleans Saints.
And New Orleans Saints. Just to reassure you.
All right.
And they couldn't even beat San Diego at home.
Because let's just say the Colts somehow slip up.
I couldn't even beat the Bills.
Let's say they slip up. And they lose to the Chiefs, to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Houston's going to go in that final game knowing that if they want the number one seed, they got to win.
Chuck Pagano's going to be there. Chuck Strong, dude.
9-7. And if they're 9-7 tied with both Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, who also would probably be 9-7, guess who gets
Steven, there? You're using fear-mongering tactics.
I am. I'm being a fear. It's propaganda. It's the propaganda technique of fear. All right.
He's hoping I'll change the challenge game from the 49ers Seahawks, because so far we've agreed on all this. Bears, Cardinals, how about them Bears?
I want them to lose, but I'm taking the Bears. So this will be a rare instance where I will be cheering against
rooting against your pick.
Yes.
I'm there with you, Steven, because I want them embarrassed. I want them to finish 8-8, which I think is what I said they would do at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And if the Cardinals can man up somewhere, nut up somewhere, they could possibly make this happen. But back to back losses.
Do you know that dogs and bees can smell fear?
I did know that. I didn't know bees could smell fear. I thought bees smelled pollen. Seattle, Minnesota, and Green Bay are the last few losses for the Chicago Bears team.
It's been tough.
Tough rowing.
They've lost three in a row and lost five of the last six.
Five of six, beating Minnesota Vikings 28-10.
But then
November
they just
25th.
Lost to Minnesota, too. So.
The Bears.
We both have the Bears.
At Zona, but we're cheering like heck for Zona.
You know what? I don't even know how Arizona won last week. I'm still. All right. The New York Giants, the final game of importance.
They were playing the Detroit Lions / Kitty Cats.
I know.
Come on.
The Giants travel to Baltimore to face the Ravens in a matchup of two teams that are.
That cat's in heat.
That is. A matchup of two teams that are struggling, bumbling. Giants and Ravens. Ravens lost three in a row. Giants lost.
Okay. Hold on. Slow your roll here, Sonny.
Ooh, yes.
Sonny Jim, listen to me.
They're struggling.
No. I'm backing you up. Okay. I'm having flashbacks.
Okay.
The things that make NFL rants and raves great at picking football games is our refusal to forget the past.
Yes. Don't forget the past.
I can't do that. I'm not going to waste the listeners' time now by doing this, but I am going to go back. I believe Ken Wisenhunt has gotten the Cardinals to play well in December the last 3 years.
I'll have to take a look at that, but okay, I believe you.
If they have, they can knock off the Bears, and the Lions was just the precursor to them beating the Bears and possibly going to San Francisco – and knocking off the 49ers in a game that they will take very lightly because it's just the freaking Cardinals.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, Wisenhunt, that's how he saves his job. If I'm not mistaken, you go back the last 3 years, Steven, they finish with like 3 in a row, 4 in a row, and they go, hey, look, we should keep people because they're not all that bad.
Last year, they won 5 out of 6.
That's really good.
To finish the season. And the year before that.
Thank you for doing the research.
Yes. And the year before that was not the case.
Okay.
They went 2-2.
Still, whom did they beat?
They beat the Broncos and the Cowboys, and they lost to the Panthers and the Niners.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago. But last year, they did finish hot.
They finished hot. Wisenhunt, again, one of my things is do certain coaches, as we get to this time of year, how do they finish the season? Part of what you're going to see in my Rams over the Bucks, Greg Schiano is going to be coaching this team hard, but so is Jeff Fisher. Okay, Jeff Fisher is not about to let one player breathe easily in, when it doesn't matter.
Momentum for next year.
Yeah, well, it's just it's not in the coach's DNA to ever let the foot off the gas pedal. For great coaches. Other coaches, they go, you know what, we're out of it. Let's try some things here. Coaches like this, I don't give a damn what the consequences are. I want to win.
Yeah.
Steven, I just had a moment of a heart palpitation. Just got an email from John Swidisky, who is the he's head of kind of media for a lot of things here in the L.A. area.
Okay.
Official Rose Bowl game golf classic media alert. Don't do that to us. Don't do that. Don't tell me that I could go to the Rose Bowl and for free. Don't infer that.
Let's do that.
It's too late, probably.
No, it isn't. You know what? Fine. Your job after we finish doing this show is to get us.
I know what our job is.
Get us in. I know we've got that, and I've got some good stuff. But
what, you have good news for me?
No, just come on.
Do you have good news for me?
Yes and no. How about that?
That's not going to get us the money that we need to live on.
But hold on. We'll get to it.
Dude, we got to end the show. I need to know what Steven's Ravens, alluding to. Giants. So this is just
who
basically, this is a golf game that's going around the Rose Bowl. It's like, thanks, media alert, media alert. There's golf being played.
Ravens,
I don't care.
Giants.
Ravens, Giants. Steven, this is the most difficult game of the weekend to pick.
Who do you got?
I've got the Giants.
Ooh, we're going to differ.
Again, this comes down to what I've said is that the New York Giants are out of gas.
Yeah.
They have the Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah.
They have Hurricane Sandy. And now they have Sandy Hook Elementary School, which isn't too far from that area. And so they've got sadness surrounding them and exhaustion emotionally. But look, this is still Eli Manning's team and Tom Coughlin's team, and they play with an enormous amount of pride.
So what you're trying to tell me is that after winning 15 consecutive games at home, the Ravens are not going to lose 3 in a row at home?
When the wheels come off, sometimes the whole thing blows up in a mighty, mighty way. So, Steve, my thing is just that the Giants, Tom Coughlin's such a proud coach.
Yeah.
And he squeezes everything he can out of a team.
I am nervous because they got shut out last week.
Yeah, then you just have last week, and it's like, look, guys.
They got shut out. They did not look good. But you know what? Baltimore also have lost 3 in a row.
They have a lot of pride.
And there's two teams that
they're mirrors of
each
other.
Give.
They're mirror images. We had last week.
And I'm going to go with the home team on this case.
We had the Steelers and the Cowboys last week. Mirror images, injuries. Just disappointing seasons all over the place. Neither of these teams are where they thought they would be. How's that? Giants-Ravens. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing, guys.
And
injuries.
And
they're
much
not where
like
they
the
should
Cowboys,
be.
I'm going to go with the home team.
Home team, yeah. Well, that's not why you took the Cowboys.
That's
though.
Why I took the Cowboys. They were home.
No, that's why you were happy taking the Cowboys versus fearful taking the Cowboys. Okay? Let's just be honest.
I'm going to go home with the Ravens.
The mentality says the Giants are actually favored in this game. First time I'm noticing
another
that.
Another reason. Fear the home dog.
Fear the home dog, absolutely.
Ruff.
Especially when he sounds like that. Be afraid. This is an afternoon game on Fox. We don't know what Sky's games are because we haven't looked. So Steven will be on that really quickly because yeah, he wants
and
to
here's
type.
The, and here's the other thing.
I've taken off my beanie because I'm now not freezing to death. I'm just cold. So I've taken off my East London Rugby Football Club beanie.
Yes.
Which I am so grateful for this winter. Thank you, guys. You guys are great.
Yeah, I got a nice tie on.
You did.
Sky will be showing the early game is Cincinnati Bengals at Pittsburgh Steelers.
Good game.
And the afternoon game is Giants at Ravens.
Good game.
Yes.
There you go. I figured it might be. Bye. That's a humdinger.
Humdinger.
It's time for the games of interest, Steven.
Games of interest.
Now, Steven believes some of these should be nappers just because the majority of them have double-digit favors. Doesn't mean that they're nap games because the playoffs
will
significance
start on Saturday night on ESPN because there is no Monday night football.
There is no more Saturday Thursday night football.
The Saturday
after
night football,
this weekend,
yeah,
there is only Saturday or Sunday football.
Well, actually, only Sunday after
actually,
this weekend.
I'm sorry. So I misspoke. This is not the last week of the season. Yeah. There'll just be Sunday football, and then there'll be Saturday Sunday.
And then Saturday Sunday back.
But Saturday Sunday, if that doesn't make I'm raving.
I don't even know. What are we doing? Are we going to watch those games?
I'm going to be in Yosemite.
We've watched one football game together all year.
I'm going to Yosemite the week.
Yes.
I'm going to Yosemite New Year's, after New Year's.
Okay.
For a few days.
Yosemite Sam. Okay.
I've never seen Yosemite in the snow.
So you'll be back after New Year's. That's when after New Year's is when the playoffs.
I'll be back for the playoffs.
Okay, so that I'm saying let's watch those games together.
Hell yes,
watching those games together.
Well, that's what we've promised for years is yes. LA Live fan LA fan meetup
for playoffs.
Yeah,
playoffs.
Yeah, because there's only one game going on at a time.
Yes.
We should go down to the ESPN zone at LA Live and watch some football with the LA
Set
folks.
Set it up. I will show up. Just tell me when and where.
Okay, well, I will have just driven back from Yosemite in the snow. Oh. So this is one of my bucket list items, Steven.
Yes, bucket list.
Is Yosemite
I don't have a bucket list. Are you feeling like you're going to kick the bucket soon?
No. Good. Haven't felt this good, frankly.
Had a doctor's appointment? Everything's good?
I don't think I've felt this good in my life, Steven.
Yeah?
Honestly. Just good. Total person.
Things are good. I'm able to go. He said, go start walking. Go do what you got to do.
My left shoulder, I may need surgery.
Sorry to hear about that.
But you know what? That happens.
But you were being a boob. So I'm going to just tell you that.
I was sober when I did it. Unlike most of that weekend. It didn't hurt then. It didn't hurt till later.
Well, of course it's not going to hurt when you're doing it.
How do you know that?
Nothing ever hurts when you're doing flies with 45-pound dumbbells.
And you have perfect posture, and you can still do it, which is pretty wicked cool. I didn't know what tearing tendons and things.
Maybe bursa
injuries. I didn't know about those things.
You see,
those are old man injuries.
Okay, you know basically what you're doing when you start lifting weights again, when we haven't done that for a long time,
right.
Is you're ripping your muscles. You're tearing your muscles is what you're doing.
Sure feels like it
because
sometimes.
What you're doing is that's how you get bigger. They tear. They
regenerate.
They get bigger, and that's how you bodybuilders. You get bigger.
Didn't know that.
You're tearing.
So that's why
your
you
muscles.
Do those final few at the end when you feel like you can't do anymore.
Yes.
Is you actually looking to hurt yourself?
A little bit.
Huh.
Now we are a little bit older. When we're tearing our muscles, there's there's a chance.
Why the
We're a little older.
Right.
Yes.
I want to emphasize the
Yes.
We're not old.
No, we're not old.
We're old.
We're a little older. And now that we are a little older, we have the likelihood of not just tearing up the muscle.
I didn't know there was anything more than the muscle.
But tearing up more.
I didn't know that. And all this covering sports and talking about all these injuries, I didn't know that I could do that.
You just did.
I did.
Games of interest, let's roll through them. Falcons at Lions, Saturday game. I'm looking forward to Saturday. I told Trisha, honey, I know we're doing scheduled to do Saturday, but Saturday at 5:30, I'm watching football. And she's like, there's a game on Saturday? Oh, yeah. And it's big, and we need to watch it because it's big money football. The guy I'm playing against has Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Calvin Johnson. And so we want it to be 3-0, no scoring, a lot of defense.
Again,
come on, defense.
You'll be rooting against your pick here. You've got the Falcons, but you'll be rooting for the Lions in a low-scoring.
Want it to be. Yeah, I want Falcons to win 3-0, 6-0
Okay,
just no Calvin Johnson or Julio Jones in the end zone. That's all I want.
Calvin Johnson is not playing for this game. Oh, Lions, Calvin Johnson. Okay, Calvin. Okay, Calvin Johnson. He had his off week last week.
Can he have another off week? Just one more, please.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the Falcons fantasy points are just complete. You have no idea. Crapshoot.
Yes.
Calvin Johnson's more or less.
And what I'm hoping for, last week I played against a guy who had Roddy White.
Yeah, Roddy White. 1 point.
And Julio Jones went off
week
for 20.
Week before, 12. Week before that, 3. Week before that, this is Roddy
White.
Julio
White's Jones
week
went
to
off
get...
for 20. So this week, go Roddy White all you want.
And this
Julio
is Roddy
Jones,
White's.
Zero.
This is Roddy White's week.
And then
they
Julio Jones
flip-flop.
Get nothing, and then I'll be.
And Togo,
that's
10
what
points.
I need. That's what I need.
Togo's going to get in the end zone again.
That's all right. I'm not worried. I got a great team. I'm not losing.
Yeah. Okay. Losing. I want to thank Steven for making the decision that even though I tied my playoff game, that I should lose.
I did. I
You're
do
the
not
commissioner.
Make the,
you are the commissioner.
Those are the rules. I just went with the rules. The rules are you go with
I
the team.
I think it would have been far more interesting to go look at total points between bench and starters.
Yeah.
Because that tells you who's got a deeper team.
Because that would help you.
I don't know, but it wouldn't have assured me a loss right away.
Yes, I'm sorry. I am. Don't tie. That you did you look what? What? You've got
I,
the face.
Yeah,
of...
I got that look. It's a note from Richard that just says, "Are you guys good for foe usual time and place on Friday? I'll get questions to you either this evening or tomorrow morning, Rich." Sent from my iPad, hence the reason he couldn't type the word four. Instead, he typed foe.
Say yes. F-O-E. I'm taking Falcons. Who you got?
I got Falcons.
All right. The Tennessee Titans.
Good mate.
Okay, see, these next three that are all over double digits, all over 12.5-point favorites.
Those should have been nappers.
All should have been nappers. We got Titans at Packers. Packers
it's
at
not
home.
Who's going to win?
Packers
it's
favored
that they have
by 12.5. They do have to win, and they're going to.
Okay, I agree with you, Stephen, but that doesn't make them napkins.
Are we going Packers, Patriots, Broncos? We're agreeing
yes,
with
we're going
them,
Packers,
right?
Patriots, Broncos.
We're going Packers. Packers, Patriots.
Titans, Packers, we're taking the Packers. Patriots, Jaguars, we're taking the Patriots. Browns, Broncos, we're taking the Broncos. That's all good.
When it's that huge of a spread,
it becomes
we usually
an
just say.
But not at this time of year.
No, okay.
And I punched my fist, which made him pay attention. The Packers, Patriots, and Broncos all have an enormous amount to lose if they strip up here.
Okay.
In playoff seeding.
They won't.
No.
They got Titans, Jags, Browns.
Those are some of the worst teams in the NFL. Congratulations. Now, let's get on to the real nappers.
Nap games.
There ain't one playoff implication.
I'm warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
You don't look it.
I know, I'm not.
You don't wear it well. there is no playoff implications. That's how I came up with the nap games. There is not one.
There's nothing.
Playoff implications.
As a matter of fact, I can tell you, for reals, every single team that we're about to mention has been officially been eliminated from playoff
contention. Your team sucks out loud. Congratulations. Hope you enjoyed the season.
Yeah. They're completely
training camps open when? April? May?
July training camp.
Oh, the draft's in April.
Yes, draft's in April.
Hey, so you guys are going to be on the clock soon?
Yeah.
Start thinking about
where
you need help. Obviously everywhere because your team sucks that badly. But you know what? You could find that diamond in a rough, and Andrew Luck or RG3 could turn this team around.
Yeah, there's not a lot of those coming out.
No, there's
this year.
Not. Too bad. Matt Barkley from US. Oh, he's not one of them either.
Buffalo Bills at Miami
Dolphins.
Yeah, I think I took a stab at USC in my power list this
power week. Ranking list.
Power list. Someone I said I put in the description. You know, is anyone better than the Broncos? Denver has a is the only team in the NFL to have a top five offense and top five ranked defense. And someone said, hey, I see the word ranked in there. I thought this was the list. I'm
nice.
Like, the rank has
Thank
to do
you.
With the Broncos.
Thank you for helping me
Shut
be
up.
Obnoxious and tease Steven.
It's a list.
Bills, right. Dolphins.
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 Bills are just that.
Look.
I got it.
Yeah, Dolphins are a better team than the Bills. That's all there's to it. And they're at home. So, there you go. 4.5 points to Vegas. Chargers, Jets.
Jets. They got rid of
the biggest problem there with that team, which was Mark Sanchez.
God, he coughed me a league.
That's on Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan costs you. Because Mark Sanchez has been screaming with his body language.
Yeah. I don't want to be here.
What's he been doing? What am I doing?
Tapping out.
Tapping. He's been tapping since last year.
Yeah.
Okay?
He would rather be a fashion model. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about my half a point loss.
We don't want to give the Jets any more time than they deserve. I just can't pick the Chargers. The Chargers all tapped out.
They're all gone.
They did that a long time. Dude, they've already moved on. Some of these guys are like planning for their next homes because they know it ain't going to be in San Diego.
Yeah.
Got to move the kids. Jeez, got to find a new.
Rams at Buccaneers. Tampa Bay.
Yeah. See, Steven, it's simple to roll with just the home teams here in the Nappers.
That's what I'm doing.
Rams, Buccaneers. But I'm rolling with Jeff Fisher.
You have been with the Rams all year long. I'm going to go down with them. If I'm going to stick with them all year, I'm going to go down with them until the end.
Steven, they still have a chance of having a winning record. Mm-hmm. And Buccaneers have a chance of having a .500 record. What I like is that Danny Amendola is healthier right now than he's been all year.
Yeah.
That alone, and the fact that they have found other ways to score because they never have Danny Amendola. And trust me, he'll get hurt in this game.
Well, you love the Rams so much, I think you should make it the challenge game.
I've already got the 49ers and Seahawks.
$2. Challenge game. Because you've already lost three times this year with the Rams as a challenge game, so
I think. And how many games separate us?
Three.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
ironic.
Dang.
Ironic.
That is just a little ironic.
Isn't it ironic? So
it's like rain.
Didn't mean.
On your wedding day, it's a free ride
when you've already paid.
I don't even know words.
I know all the words.
It's the free advice that you just didn't take.
And who would have thought it figured?
It does figure, man. It always figures.
I'll get the Rams. Danny Amendola is just going to. And Jeff Fisher, such a good coach. This team may finish 8-7-1, and that's a good season.
Here's another situation where a home team coming off a very disheartening road loss.
Greg Schiano's never coached this many games in his life.
That's true.
And Josh Freeman is done. I'm sorry. I'm disappointed. Raiders at Panthers. Panthers. Easy. Panthers at home. Panthers don't suck out loud.
And Raiders having to go all the way across the country has never been good for
anyone.
It's
not all the way. It's just most of the way across the country. Charlotte.
Right. Charlotte, Carolina, right?
It's Western North Carolina.
Yeah, but it's not that far away. I mean, the state is on the East Coast.
Yes, it is. The eastern part of the state is a coastal area.
Yes.
I agree. It touches the Atlantic. But it's kind of a long state. You know how long it takes to drive from one end of the state to the other?
3 hours.
No, more like six.
No.
It's a long state.
I'm looking at it right
now. Steven, the drive time from Raleigh, which is still 2 hours from the ocean, to Charlotte is 2.5 hours. Okay? It's a long state.
All right.
Is there somewhere I want to live? Why are you challenging me about a place I want to live? I've done a little bit of scouting here about North Carolina.
It's a 2 hour.
And they're the pride of both Carolinas and the city of the Queen.
10-minute drive from Charlotte to Raleigh.
I just told you that.
I'm just saying.
And that's not going from edge to edge. That's going from the middle to the middle.
Okay. Well, going from the middle to the middle in a state where I grew up takes 17 hours. So that's nothing to me. That's, I drive for 2 hours. I'm not even in Vegas, baby. Okay. So it's not that long.
I am, because you drive like a girl.
You drive to Vegas in 2 hours.
I could do it.
Man.
You'd have to be going 160.
I don't want tickets.
You'd have to be going 160 miles
an hour. You can't afford a ticket. You got points, man.
I know, I got a point. I got to be good for 18 months.
18 more months.
Before I can get another ticket.
I can't speed.
I can't get caught.
Raiders, Panthers.
All right. That's it.
So we three games.
It's time for a true confession from Steven, since the world ends tomorrow.
Rams at Bucks. I got Bucks. You got Rams. Giants at Ravens. I got Ravens. You got Giants. So I'm taking two home teams. It's the challenge game where I'm taking the road team, Niners, where you got Seahawks.
That is fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
It'd make a sensible man change his pick. Yes. but I've never accused myself of being sensible. That's for damn sure, son. I'm rolling with the home team.
Go for it. I'm
rolling with the 12th man, baby, and I'll be two out, and that door is so not closed. You say it's open a little bit. I say it's open a lot further than you think.
It's open by a microcosm. I would say 3 or 4 millimeters.
Inches.
Millimeters.
Inches.
And when the Niners beat the Seahawks, the door will close officially.
Bang.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
And if the world ends, people, we want to thank you for listening to us for as long as
you
have.
I'm
going to
get really emotional here. I love you guys.
We're out. NFL Rants and Raves.
I love you.
I
love all of you. I love all of you. I love you the most. I'm not wearing any pants.